This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning on a Monday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We're going to throw a lot at you today. MSU boat racing Michigan and then the antics afterwards. John takes a steel chair to Dusty May at 6:35 today.
Yeah, we're not going to get too carried away, but yeah, there is a there's a side that's in the right, a side that's in the wrong, and we'll discuss at 6:35.
We have the Iser plan update after a quiet trade deadline.
Oh wow.
I don't know where Kenny's at, but we'll give you where we're at 7:02. We got daylight savings, you may have noticed. You lost that hour of sleep over the weekend.
I bet you there's a lot of people that had no idea it happened this weekend.
Just because?
No idea. I guarantee you there's a lot of people because, and we'll get into it later, but your phone just updates.
Yep.
A lot of people use that as their alarm. Now, I know, Heather, you go old school with a digital alarm clock.
No, that's gone. No,
oh, okay.
I did when I slept through my alarm multiple times, but that is now moved to a drawer.
That's right.
I don't use that anymore.
Retired.
Yeah, it's retired.
So I do think that there's a lot of people that just didn't even realize it, and they probably got to last night and were like, wow, we really are gaining a lot of daylight during the month of March. So, well, but again, we'll discuss that a little bit later in the show.
And you get the classic debate of what to do, and it's been discussed, presidents and Congress, and what do we do with daylight savings? I'll just fire the opening salvo. Just keep this. Keep this.
I agree.
We don't need to go back to, quote, standard time. We don't have to flip-flop twice a year. Keep daylight savings time for good.
It is an antiquated situation where we're not trying to save oil. You know, we're not trying to, so we can light our lamps. It's just simply an antiquated system that we don't need anymore.
Yeah, we move. It's the same amount of sun. Whatever we decide to do, we're going to get the same amount of sun. That's how the stars and planets and stuff.
Yeah.
I would just rather have the sun later in the evening when you guys get out of work and you're taking your kids to stuff or you want to do fun things. It's dark in the morning. It's going to be dark in the morning. That's when you're going places you have to be. Give me the sun when I'm going to places I want to be. So we'll mix in some daylight savings today. And then there's the musical chairs.
Heather's over here shrugging her shoulders.
Silent.
Okay. Well, so you have
I don't really get... Okay. I don't think it's that hard to move forward an hour and move back an hour.
Like,
I don't
mind it. It's not hard.
To John's
That's
point,
not
they,
the
do,
point.
They do
I know, but like, I don't really... I don't mind how it is. Like, this is fine to me. I kind of enjoy how life has been. I don't need to change things up and always have more light in the evening. Like I like it as well.
Okay, so
obviously,
you planted your flag. You would prefer.
I'd prefer just how it is.
You want a teeter-totter twice a year.
Yes.
Okay. How it is today.
No.
She wants to fall back.
Yeah.
You want the system.
I want an extra hour of sleep, gosh darn it, John, when I deserve it. Yes.
Okay, then.
No, I don't really care, I think, is the bottom line.
Uh-huh. Hence the shoulder shrug. Yes.
And then the other thing that we could talk about just out of the gate here is the NFL's already off to a wild start to free agency. You see Myles Garrett, John, sign the richest non-quarterback deal in NFL history, $40 million annually. So much for trying to leave Cleveland and win a Super Bowl.
Well, so there's a lot of different ways that you and I think we all were of the mindset that he was going to remain in Cleveland. I don't think it was something that they were would really be able to do to trade him because of the salary cap considerations and the hit that it would take. But then they up the ante, and they have to be under the cap. So it's going to be interesting to see these next 2 days in Cleveland. If anybody cares about what's going on in Cleveland, it's the, you know, was, they are the old Detroit Lions of the AFC. And they've got to be under the cap by when the new league year starts, which is on Wednesday, and I believe it's at 4 o'clock. So there's going to be some interesting movement in Cleveland. And there might be a couple of opportunities, whether it's here in Detroit or elsewhere around the league, for some signings.
So the Garrett thing, huge NFL storyline.
Yeah.
Also super relevant for us here in Detroit. The dream is officially dead. He won't be traded here. There's this musical chairs going on with pass rushers in Detroit. Za'Darius Smith released, Marcus Davenport back.
That seems like a good trade. If we're talking about trades, that seems like a good...
Go ahead.
Change off.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Za'Darius Smith is a guy that you know, he's a three-down guy, four-down guy. He's a guy that plays 16, 17 games a year.
Productive,
versus
contributes. Yep.
Marcus Davenport, who, what do you, you know, I think I called him a China doll at the beginning of last year, and he broke. He played two games. Played one, had to take another week off. Played another game, and then had to take the rest of the year off. So I think that's why I say it somewhat sarcastically, if you hadn't picked up on the sarcasm, that, yeah, that's a good trade.
Oh, he got hit with the smarm alarm.
No, that's not smarm. That's straight out sarcastic or just... calling it stupid.
Well, you were gone Friday. Greg has full carte blanche to sound the smarm alarm if at any point we get to be a bit much. So it's mostly for me, but I appreciate
I've gotten the shrug twice in about 5 minutes. One from Heather. I don't care what time it is. And I got another shrug from Greg. There is, I think, a difference between smarm and sarcasm.
Fair.
To me, sarcasm is just taking a shot in a backhanded comment sort of way.
Smarm is when it goes too far.
Smarm is just being a jerk about it.
Yeah, I understand. We have this in there for
it's on the same wedge of the emotion wheel.
Yeah.
And they're not far apart.
They're not far apart, no, but I think there is a difference.
A distinction,
I don't think,
Greg.
I deserve the smarm alarm.
At 6:08 in the morning on Monday.
Yes.
Look, we said we had a lot to throw at you. With the Lions thing, Marcus Davenport, 3 total sacks the last 3 years. A lot of that's because he hasn't been on the field.
One per year. Yeah, there you go. It's worth 4.5.
John, it's an incentive-laden deal. He's only going to get it if he's healthy and contributing. Za'Darius Smith was healthy and contributing. The only way this makes sense is Davenport is their third or fourth, preferably fourth option off the edge.
Okay.
And they're still going to make a considerable investment in the edge spot opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
I was going to ask you, if he's your third or fourth option off of the edge, who's other than... Aiden Hutchinson, yeah. Who's your first or second on the other side?
How about Trey Hendrickson?
Well, I thought you were going to say Josh Pascal.
You know what I think is going to happen, John? I think they're going to prioritize bringing back Levi Onwuzurike.
Okay, smarm alarm.
Why listen, you gotta do listen this on a Monday? I'm the guy that said I thought Davenport might actually be back.
You were all over
because
this.
Because I thought they would give him one more chance because of how good he looked in such a small sample. That I think it would happen for sure? No, but I thought it was more possible than you guys. Onwuzurike?
We know Brad loves him. And we
good
know
for him.
They've been prioritized keeping their own, right? Derek Barnes gets a deal. Davenport's back. Bring the band back together.
The only Levi time Onwuzurike looked good was when Davenport played.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's
I would
not
love
happening.
To see an external
so for
guy.
Game and a half,
right? External guys. Mack and Bosa are free agents. Don't cost a draft pick. Trey Hendrickson, John. I saw you. You saw the report. Hendrickson,
second round pick,
a
late second, or
third,
an early third.
And for the Lions, it would probably be a late second because that's where they pick.
That's where they pick. Yeah. And it just the problem with Trey Hendrickson. So let's go back a day. And rewind the clock before Myles Garrett signed his monster contract to stay in Cleveland. It was more plausible to get Myles Garrett because There was 2 years left on his contract. And yes, I'm sure wherever he went, he was going to be, you know, politicking for a new contract. You had 2 years, and it was $20 million for the first year, $21 million for the second year. Not out of, it's not astronomical. Now, Trey Hendrickson, who was the sack leader last year, and I think the year before, he had the most sacks he's ever had in his career. So he is performing at a high level. He's going into the final year of his contract. The reason he wants out of Cincinnati is because he wants a new contract. They can't do it there because they have Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. They're going to spend all their money offensively, even though they couldn't stop a cold last year. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to let Trey Hendrickson find his own path. Coming to Detroit, sure, a late second, early third, that's simple. That's not the problem. The problem is the extension. And Brad Holmes has already talked about we're not going to be able to pay two elite pass rushers. You could at $20 million, but that's not going to be what Trey Hendrickson will be able to bring.
In this offseason, we've seen Myles Garrett hit $40 million annually. Yeah. We just saw Crosby, Max Crosby, get $35 million annually. The price is going up. Trey Hendrickson led the league in sacks over the last two seasons. He's going to look to get paid. And then there's, of course, the Aiden Hutchinson extension. A ticket texter says, are you seeing these contracts? They can't pay Hendrickson and Hutch. I want to know how you think this Hutch thing goes coming up next. We got ticket text as well to get to 248-539-9797. Get into the Wolverines and the Spartans, the hoops and the antics. Bottom of the hour. It's 97.1.
It was an absolutely beautiful weekend. This week, boy, the weather looks great. Your grass is going to start growing. It's going to start greening up. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is the company that you need to call right now. Their number, 888-GET-GREEN. You can find more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time only, purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1, the ticket. And here is what you get with Natural Way. Fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. So if you got kids, you got animals, are running around the grass, it's exactly what you're looking for. Your lawn is going to be assigned its own specialist, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. And it's been locally owned and operated for over 3.5 decades. Keep your money local. And despite the snow and cold, you got to think about it now. You got to take care of that crabgrass. If you see it, it's too late to fix it, so do it now. Give them a call, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
We'll get to Michigan, Michigan State, the hoops and the antics at 6:35. Good morning on a Monday. Ticket text on free agency heating up in the NFL. Tampering?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's all behind us now. Free agency starts today.
Well, let's make sure we words matter. Free agency doesn't start today. Legal negotiations, hashtag tampering, begins today.
You're going to hear about deals today.
Yes. They can't become official until Wednesday.
And you already heard about some deals last night. So the Steelers trade for DK Metcalf, give him a new contract extension. Myles Garrett gets extended, so much for him being dealt from Cleveland. Josh Allen gets a big extension, $330 million over 6 years, $250 guaranteed. Big moves are happening. Mm-hmm. The Lions, well, we'll see. Dave Burkett says Carlton Davis may be too steep. We've seen them cut Za'Darius Smith to save a buck, but Marcus Davenport's back. And in the interest of paying their own and keeping their own, the big question now is, where does Aiden fit in this edge-rushing market?
Well, so Myles Garrett, and rightfully so, he's the number one edge. I think we can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
He is the top end. Now it becomes, where does Aiden Hutchinson fit in with Max Crosby and whatever Trey Hendrickson ends up doing. Because, I mean, who else in that list? And obviously you've got Bosa out in San Francisco.
He's 32 maybe a year.
Right. So there are your parameters. Mm-hmm. And it, depending on what they do with all of this going on, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get an extension with more money as well. So you've got four or five guys, and Aiden Hutchinson has to be in that discussion. The issue is 2 years, five games. That's what Aiden Hutchinson has on his resume. And I think we all believe the injury that he had is one that he's going to come back from 100%. I don't have any question about that, and I won't say 100%. I'll say 99.9% is where I'm at in regards to his recovery and getting back to where he was before the injury. And but you've got the resume. 2 years, five games versus what we've seen from Myles Garrett, two-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
Max Crosby, just a longer resume. Mm-hmm. Trey Hendrickson, a longer resume. Bosa, a longer resume. And so are you paying him on what you believe he is and will continue to be? Or, and it's not just Alliance, it's Aiden Hutchinson. Because, trust me, you see Myles Garrett sign a contract for $40 million a year. He got that because he's got it on his resume, Defensive Player of the Year. Aiden Hutchinson was on that path. Didn't happen, so he doesn't have it on the resume. If he wants to maximize his earnings, he's going to bet on himself, go out this year, get a DPOY, and then hit the negotiating table.
Because if I'm Aiden's rep, his agent, I'm looking at the $40 million as where we're aiming. Right. You're always trying to reset the market. The next guy gets more. Aiden, when healthy, was certainly on the tier with Myles Garrett, right? I mean, he was a game record last year before the injury. And if I'm the Lions, we have the fifth year that we're going to roll into this deal.
Right.
Which
so
is
they
get
two years left on his rookie contract.
Yeah. So they can use that to kind of keep costs down. But Aiden doesn't want to keep costs down. His agent doesn't want to keep costs down. So I think that's kind of where the fork in the road is. Does he want to roll the dice on another season, or does he want to take 37 a year from the Lions and get filthy, stinking rich?
It'll be, I mean, how much are they willing to pay him versus what would it be if he did get Defensive Player of the Year in the coming season?
Then he'd be north of 40, I would think. If he's a Defensive Player of the Year in his mid-20s game wrecking, he's going to go, I want more than Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And we see it with quarterbacks. The next guy isn't always the best guy, but he gets paid like it.
Yes. The sticking point is going to be Myles Garrett still in his prime and two-time Defensive Player of the Year. Proven two-time.
But you're paying for what's going to happen.
I agree. And so that's where the gamble begins. And how much are the Lions willing to gamble and say, you know what, there's a lot of people that, surprising to me, I say a lot of people, not a majority or even close to a majority, but there are some people that are sitting there going, you know, he racked up some sacks against some backup tackles, and he's injured. We should just wait and see. Aiden Hutchinson is a dominant edge rusher. He is going to be impactful for years to come. I don't understand those thinking, well, he's done. That to me is just ludicrous.
Couple quick texts. Brad Holmes is getting horrible feedback on his moves this weekend all over the internet, bringing back Davenport and letting go Za'Darius Smith. The Lions edge rusher moves are odd, but you have to let this play out. If Davenport is expected to be a starter, then we can get mad.
Yes. You're going to hit the let it play out?
Get to Heather with the news.
You can go the original if you want.
Some more road work coming this way, guys.
Oh,
so
no.
Be prepared. A big two-year, $140 million project to reconstruct M14 at I-96 starts today. So,
it's been going.
It's been going well.
Yeah.
It is here, officially here. So just, you know, expect delays. The whole road is not going to be closed off. You're still going to be able to drive on it, but there's going to be one lane open.
Either way,
eastbound, two lanes open westbound. So it's just a little bit slower. Mm. They do say, you know, expect some detours because some ramps will be closed.
Oh, yeah.
So just more to be aware of. Plans include reconstruction, replacing the drainage and storm sewer, and installing signs and water main relocation.
At some point, we're going to get to where you have to let us know which highways are open as opposed to which ones are closed.
Yes. Yeah. Here's where you can drive. The Tigers and Wings will have 15 games broadcast for free on Fox 2 this year, and it's all thanks to a partnership between Ilitch Sports and Entertainment, Fox 2, and FanDuel Sports Network. So these games will be simulcast, so they'll be available on FanDuel. They'll also be available, you know, online and then on the FanDuel app as well. There will be 5 Wings games and 10 Tigers games that will air during the 2025 season.
And I think I saw Dan Miller, yeah, here it is, saying that Wojo and Birchie are going to be involved with some of the festivities.
Oh, fun!
So there you go. I think specifically with the hockey stuff.
Good for them. That's exciting. On Friday night, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy was arrested in Texas for assault against a family or household member. However, the case was dismissed the next day, and he was released from jail. According to his attorneys, he and a female were in some sort of dispute after he asked her to leave the residence. They say she caused property damage, scratched his face, but he doesn't want to press charges. But in Texas, if these charges were to stick, in Texas, what he was charged with is a third-degree felony punishable by 2 to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Always two sides of the story. And it's best to just let these details sort themselves out.
Yeah, it sounds like investigators talked to several witnesses, did their investigation, and that is why they decided to
drop the charges.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, this is so sad. Forensic experts came to the heartbreaking conclusion Friday about the manner of death for Gene Hackman.
It's heartbreaking.
Like, you imagine every possible scenario in your head, like, this must have been what happened. And then you hear the truth, and it's like, holy cow, it's even more heartbreaking than you could imagine. Yeah. So it turns out that he died of heart disease and then complications from Alzheimer's disease, but he died a week after his wife Betsy died of this rare virus, this hantavirus, which you contract from infected rodents, right? So she passed away and he most likely didn't even realize it because of his Alzheimer's. And then he wasn't taking care of himself. They said there was no food in his system. So he passed away then of
a week later.
A week later.
Yeah. She was his primary caregiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How devastating is that? That is such
so
a sad story.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't seek help, right? Because he didn't even realize most likely that. But then you think of, oh my gosh, this virus. I remember when, I don't know which national park I was at or when it was, but there were signs everywhere like, don't touch the rodents because they're carrying hantavirus.
Somebody needs a sign for that? Don't touch the rodents?
Yes, of course they do.
Grab a rat.
You know, like, so you think, well, how did she come in contact with this? Like the droppings of a mouse or a rodent. It's just, oh my gosh, so sad. Finally, most of us, well, all of us here lost an hour yesterday because of daylight saving time. And this is perfect. Today is National Napping Day. So, you know, you can celebrate. They say there's two ways to celebrate. Obviously, the easiest way to celebrate is by taking a nap today. And experts say 20 to 30 minutes is all you need to feel energized. If you get any more than that, you'll feel rested, but you could feel groggy, lethargic. And if you get like over an hour, you're probably really sleep deprived. So just a quick little nap's all you need. Or you can go to bed earlier, they say, to celebrate, get a little bit extra sleep. But here's a poll. Most people are with you guys. 60% of people would love it if we never had to change our clocks and we just stuck to what we were in now. 22% of people want to keep the time changes and the rest of the people don't know.
Don't care.
They're not sure.
Or maybe they want to stay in standard time. I don't know why
we just try it out a little bit and then I'll make my decision. Like, I've never experienced living in one, you know, like.
Sure. Yes. It predates all of us.
Will I like it being dark until 9 o'clock sometimes if we don't do the.
Like, if we stayed in standard time.
You know, I need.
Winter time.
I need to experience all of it.
Yes.
But I don't mind the time changes. So I'm cool with just staying how we are.
I like how John does it. Are we standard? Are we daylight? Wintertime, summertime. We are now into summertime.
Yes.
We fall into wintertime.
Yes.
What if we just stayed in summertime forever? Who's against that?
Well, I just want to see what it does all year round.
Only one way to find out. It's Heather with the news. We'll get to Michigan State next. It's 97.1. Do you need a new dentist? Maybe you recently moved, you started a new job, you got married, had a kid, life gets in the way, and whatever the case is, Brightside Dental is accepting new patients, you and your family. Take care of you.
Talk about your smile. They'll take time to get to know you, make you feel good. Even if you're feeling bad or anxious about going to the dentist, ask about their $35 new patient special. It covers exams and x-rays. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. 9 Metro Detroit locations, including their newest in Trenton. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. Spartans took down the Wolverines on Sunday, celebrate their senior day. Big Ten champs outright with a nice 3-game cushion. We could talk hoops, but the story is what happened as the game was wrapping up. Spartans trying to kiss the court. Michigan's got a couple players standing at the logo. Altercation ensues. Then you get the little sister chants from the Spartan fans. And I'll say this, Michigan earned them.
Oh, yeah. This to me was so preventable. And this one, I mentioned it when we opened things up. There was one group that was in the right and one that was in the wrong. And this is a very recognized tradition that they do in East Lansing.
31 years.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And it's unique to them. It's something that they do for their seniors, playing their final home game at the Breslin. Everyone knows that this is a tradition. Everyone in the Big Ten, especially, even the new coaches.
Dusty May coached in the Big Ten as an assistant in the last 30 years. He's coached in the state of Michigan at Eastern in the last 30 years. To say you don't know that the Spartans are going to kiss the logo as they walk off the floor one final time, you knew what you were doing. Michigan players were pouting. They weren't happy they were losing, and they started to pout on the logo to be difficult, to be childish. And then Dusty May, after the game, played dumb.
What, we can't stand on the court? What do you mean we can't stand on the court? Game's still going on.
Dusty, don't play stupid here. Yeah, well, long been over. This was Dusty May after the game. MSU wasn't rubbing your face in it. They do it to everybody. It's not because it's Michigan. It's not because they're winning by a lot. It's not because they punked you from the jump. This is what they would do regardless. They weren't rubbing your nose in it. And for him to say, are we allowed to do it? You weren't doing it all game. Conveniently, you did it right when it was time to kiss the logo. You were being a petulant child about it.
Yeah, and whether or not Dusty knew about it, you knew the players did. That's why they were standing there.
Coincidence, I'm sure.
Right. And you know what? In terms of how long it takes, like, there's no strategic advantage at that time. The game was over, and you weren't going to score 15 points in 30 seconds. And so you just allow the seniors their moment. And I thought what he said there in regards to, yeah, the seniors did earn that. The seniors have earned that moment for the crowd to be able to recognize them for what they have done. Not a lot of guys anymore in college basketball make it to their senior year.
Correct.
And so there's only a couple of guys that are even going to do it. And it's for a university as steeped in tradition as Michigan is. It is crazy to me that they wouldn't allow another university to have their moment and their tradition.
And before Michigan fans get all up in arms with us, what would John Beilein have done? Think about it.
Well, I'm not going to make a bracelet and say, you know,
what would JB do?
Yeah, WWJB.
My point is, he was all class.
Right.
And he beat the Spartans, and he made national title runs, and he had great rivalries with Tom Izzo, and there was plenty of heat and fire, but it didn't ever turn into that.
I'm not going to sit here and also say, you know, Dusty May is not a is a classless coach. That was a moment that I think he'll look back on in a year, 2 years, maybe even today, and say, you know what, we should have handled that one differently. It was a bad moment. It didn't need to happen.
And he could have handled it so much better. Either you get out in front of it, like Sherrone Moore this last year going like, hey, we don't need to be getting into fights and pushing and shoving after games. For Dusty May, first of all, to play dumb and act like he has no idea what was going on, I'd respect it more if he had come out and said, we're going to be defiant and we're going to be prickly. He was afraid to even do that. So he kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth. They're allowed to rub our face in it or nose in it, but I also have no idea what they're doing or why they'd be doing it, and we're allowed to stand there.
I thought that was a terrible response.
So by the letter of the law, yes. When somebody's shooting a free throw, you can stand at half court. But to honor a tradition that's been going on for over three decades, you understand the moment.
Yeah.
And you tell your guys even beforehand so that nothing happens, this is something that they do.
But it's like he didn't want to own it after the game, or he just didn't want his team to own it. And I just, people don't, I don't respect that. I don't think people respect
it. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to respect that moment. And it's disappointing that it ended that way. It's, and it's disappointing for those seniors in East Lansing that that's how it's going to be remembered.
Look, we've got open lines, 248-539-9797. If you have a thought on what took place as the game was wrapping up, it's unfortunate that it takes away from the basketball itself, because Michigan State fans should be basking in a beatdown of their rival. Four straight, all by double digits. They jumped them, they punked them, and they continue to show the grit that makes them a dangerous tournament team. Like, John, we've been highlighting them, but I thought that was another one of those games that showcases it, where they're smothering you on defense, where they go 10 deep and can roll guys in and throw different guards at you. They rebound, they run, they put it on you in a hurry. This is a team that I really do think this is a team that can cut down the nets when all is said and done.
Oh, I think they definitely have a shot at doing that. They play, when you talk about the defense, and early on, yeah, they were shooting good, but it's been something we were talking about the last couple of weeks, ever since they played in Ann Arbor. It's the defense that Michigan State is playing with. It was smothering. And I think the biggest difference was, one, defense, two, the bench. You mentioned being able to go 10 deep.
Yep.
The Michigan State bench outscored Michigan's bench 32-5. And, I mean, when you look about the contributions that Michigan State is getting from not just their starters, it's from what they are getting from 9, 10, yeah, 11 guys. And that's part of the reason why I think they can make a run.
Well, that's the key, right? So first of all, you're not playing guys 35, 40 minutes and they're taxed late. Instead, you got fresh bodies late in the game, and we've seen them go last five minutes of games and just shut teams' water off. It's because they're fresh, because they've got fresh legs. And while they don't have a great three-point shooting team to pull away, they hang in every game until they make a play. And it's Holloman some days,
It's Richardson, it's Akins.
Yeah, but and then Fears maybe less so because he's not the shooter, but he can get in the lane and create some stuff. So they just kind of wait for one of the four guards, and sometimes it's two or three of them, to get going, and then they pummel you the way they did Michigan.
Yeah, and it's a suffocating defense. So they, even if it's, you know, it's a low scoring first 7 or 8 minutes of the game, until they're trying to figure out, okay, who's the hot hand? Who's going to be in rhythm today? Their defense is so suffocating that they can pass it around. They can wait for that hand to show itself, and then they ride it.
Ticket text, 248-539-9797. People reacting to the Spartans and the Wolverines yesterday. He says, good morning, y'all. My take on the game, first of all, CBS announcer Raftery, idiot, was trying to defend those Michigan players, saying maybe they didn't know. They literally just watched Fiddler do it. Holloman's a true Spartan, Bush League move by Michigan, go green, Final Four team.
Not going to disagree with that text.
Texter says, petulant? Look who's talking, Cookies. You're a joke. I love that they did it. Little bro was chirping all games. They're the ones that needed to stop whining like you are right now. It's ridiculous. I don't care what Beeline would do. Go blue for life, Robin Brownstown.
There are certain moments, especially for seniors, like we have so many of the college traditions in every sport have been eroded away. And one of the great things that makes college athletics great is when you have a player that goes 4 or 5 years and actually graduates. And I don't know the academic standing of any of these students, but I know that, or student athletes, but I know that they have remained eligible. They have done what they've had to do to get to this point, made a lot of sacrifice. Why can't we just give them a couple of moments?
Ask Dusty. Ask those freshmen. Ticket Texter says, Michigan coach Dusty May claiming he didn't have any idea about the tradition is ridiculous. Also funny how Michigan is the common denominator in these situations. Stay salty, Wolverines. Daniel in Berkeley. Typical Michigan. Start something, act dumb, then play the victim. Scott in Westland.
Texter says, you guys are allowed to criticize Michigan. Is today the day the blue wall comes down?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's get Tom's. Let's get the Walmart version of this.
Mr. Milliken, tear down that wall.
Let's do it. All this stuff is such a joke. Michigan's
so unnecessary.
The hypocrisy of the University of Michigan is one of the biggest things. I told you guys just a month ago. I'm to the point where I literally am just rooting for the colors on the field or the court because everything else is just ludicrous and hogwash. The old stuff that Michigan still stands by and the values and all this stuff, and they are hypocritical in these situations. And if it would have happened in Ann Arbor and State did it, one of the State players might be in jail right now. Seriously. All right, I'm exaggerating that a little bit. But there's a double standard here. You have a forum here. People say we have a blue wall. Call in Michigan State and trash Michigan because they deserve it for what they did.
It just was an unnecessary moment. And if the players just move, it's a non-story. It's not. We're talking about the game, which, what was riding on that game? Nothing. And obviously, in-state rivalry, I'm not going to sit here and say there's nothing on it. But in terms of Big Ten championships or seeding, there wasn't anything riding on that game.
Look, we got a ton of ticket texts. We got open lines you want to jump in. We've played Dusty May audio. We can reset that. We haven't played Tom Izzo audio. He addressed it as well. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Hey, this week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. That upset, we all love upsets, and right now those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shot, that scrappy team, the one that just refuses to go away, and take a 15 over a 2 or a 16 to beat a 1. Get wild and crazy. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, it is. Been going on for 31 years. Spartans kissed the court on their final game. And if you don't like it, as a ticket texter points out, you could beat them. Ohio State back in 2012 made Draymond kiss the court after the game. You're losing. It's garbage time. They're going to call timeouts. They're going to sub guys out. They're going to use the stoppages in play, like the free throw line, to honor their seniors. They've been doing it for 30-plus years. Dusty's coached in the Big Ten. He's coached in the state of Michigan to say, we're not allowed to stand there. You're allowed to stand there, but you're a petulant child. And you should be called out for such. You can't play dumb after the game. You should know better.
There were 37 seconds left to go. And you were down by, 13? No, sorry. You were down by 17.
And by the way, they weren't standing at half court for most of the free throws. They just happened to be for the very end of the game.
It just was so unnecessary. That's the thing, is you're down 17. You didn't play your best game. Michigan State took it to you. And sure, yeah, you have a right to stand there. But in that moment, I really don't think you did. That's the senior's moment. You're in their house. And there needs to be a matter of respect for that moment.
Tom Izzo spoke after the game as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's spot on when he talks about if everybody is hugging and kissing after the game, then is it really a rivalry?
No.
I'm fine with that.
Chippiness is good.
But there's a time and a place. And they had their chance for 39 minutes. 39 minutes and 23 seconds.
Ticket texters. I call liar, liar, pants on fire to Dusty Mays claiming he didn't know about the logo kissing tradition. I mean, they're Michigan's biggest basketball rivalry. May has been a coach in the Big Ten and the state for years. It's clear Dusty doesn't respect the rivalry. The last MSU game, a player proposed after a blowout loss. The team is soft like their coach. Dusty showed his true classless colors, and so did his team. No surprise. The only thing that was surprising, another ticket texter says, was that Ward didn't bust into the press conference and cry victim. Dusty said he didn't know about tradition. Texter says, I don't think Dusty knew he was aware he was coaching a basketball game. People coming.
Yeah, I mean, take all your shots. It rightfully so. Michigan has exposed itself to receiving those. One, by the way that they played and not beating a better team than they are. But at the end, the conversation today didn't need to be what it is.
No, and honestly, we brought it up, and it'll be a talking point as we get deeper into March. MSU's built for this. Like, that's the thing that we would be talking about if there wasn't this push, altercation, you know, childlike resistance at center court. We'd be talking exclusively about the fact that Michigan State rolled up another double-digit win. They lock on defense. They go 10 deep. Like, they're built for a tourney run. They don't have one guard. They have three or four that they can lean on. They're likely going to be a two, maybe even a one seed come tournament time. And there's not a lot of teams you'd be afraid of if you were a Spartan fan. Like, who would you be afraid of right now? Right now, I think they would end up in Auburn's region was the latest I saw.
Yeah.
Auburn's a number one overall seed. I don't think you like that. But at the same time, Auburn just lost to Alabama over the weekend, right?
They are beatable.
See what happens. If you lock them down, you never know what happens.
Well, and when you play defense the way that Michigan State does, you're gonna have an opportunity to win every game that you play. That's gonna be their key. There's gonna be nights where and early on in the season, even midway through the season, before they played Michigan the first time, it was where are they gonna find their shooting? Can they be consistent shooters? That consistency, for the most part, in the last seven games, has been there.
Oh yeah.
But the thing that they have been able to do throughout the course of the season, but especially the last half of the season, is play really good team defense. And if you play really good team defense, there's not a team in this country that you can't play with and win.
Let's get to Adam. Adam, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, fellas?
Good morning.
Good morning. My biggest thing is this. I agree with Izzo. I'm a diehard Michigan fan, been my whole life. I agree with Izzo. You know, it's a rivalry game. Let's not look too far past when the Michigan State guys jumped the Michigan players in the tunnel at the big house. It's a rivalry game. Do I agree maybe Michigan should have backed away and let them kiss the floor? Yeah, but kiss the floor in a timely manner. Do your thing. You know, you're subbing out everybody. My thing is this. I think we blow up the little things and make it a bigger deal than what it is. It's a rivalry game. I loved it. I'm a Michigan fan. Obviously, I didn't like to lose, but you know, it's supposed to be the chippy. Thank you, guys.
Yes, it is supposed to be chippy. And in football, a little pushing and shoving after a play. Maybe
sure.
You go just a split second after the whistle.
All right.
Okay, that's what it is. Maybe you hit a little bit harder in that game. I get it. But this, I don't think that this was a part of the rivalry. Just like
the tunnel, look, I'll say it. Michigan State lost that football game and shouldn't be swinging a helmet like a weapon. That's not a rivalry. Michigan State was in the wrong there, and I think Michigan was in the wrong here. It's the losing party that can't handle it, that takes it too far, that's the issue. Rivalries are great.
Yeah.
But as you put it, time and place.
Yeah, and at some point, and I do think it all started with the Mike Hart comment, it switched from a certain tenor with the rivalry to a much angrier take-your-shots rivalry. And it doesn't have to be that way. You could still have a great rivalry and not have to go that far.
Ticket text. I want to find it because it's going to help us move on. Ticket texter says, hey, Costa. Did you see Petrie skating? The playoff push is on.
It's your boy.
John, you were not in on Friday. We teed up the deadline. We haven't had a chance to react to the deadline. We'll check in on the Iser plan next, 97.1.